This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Alex Jones. Right now, we are talking to Harry Dent, founder of Dent Research. There's an article up on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. While the media peddled delusion, InfoWars predicted the great crash of 2015. He says the financial press were still pretending it was a correction as recently as last week. And, of course, as he breaks this down, says this is what we reported 9 months ago. As he breaks this down, you'll see on this article featured prominently our guest right now, Harry Dent. He talks about how he and Gerald Celente, Peter Schiff, many others that we've talked to, talked about how this was going to happen. Many people have seen the handwriting on the wall, but not what you'll hear in the mainstream press. So I want to ask Mr. Dent now, where do you see this going in the next couple of months, Mr. Dent?
Well, David, one of the things we've been warning your audience as well as our subscribers at HarryDent.com is that bubbles, when they burst, they get very violent. They build up violently on the upside, and then when they crash, typically the first crash in the first 2, 3, 4 months tends to be 30 to 40% or more. So people who wait for proof wait too late. And China just crashed 35% in 3 weeks, rebounded, and now it's back to new lows, which means it's going to crash again. The tech wreck in early 2000, in the first 2.5 months, the NASDAQ was down 40% in 2.5 months. It ended up 80% down, but most of it was right away. In the 1929 crash, the first 2 to 3 months was down 46%. So I don't really know fully because all crashes are different, and this time, I tell you, we've been telling people you're not going to see the Fed raise high rates in 2015 because we're going to be too weak by then. And they may be talking about QE4 before the end of the year. But I think the Dow could go as low as 13,000, be down 30% or more just by the middle of October. And one of the reasons for that, David, is that the worst time of year for stocks is mid-August to mid-October, but that is exaggerated in times when we're having bigger corrections or major downturns beginning. So again, I that's why I tell people, you know, we bounced today 1,000 points from the bottom after going down 1,100. If we bounce some this week, I just tell people every time there's a bounce, if you haven't already gotten out, get out, because short-term, the downside could be 30 to 40% in the next 2, 3, 4 months. And by late 2016 to early 2017, as we've said from the beginning, I fully expect the Dow to be at 5,800 to 6,000 or a bit lower, you know, like a 70% crash. And that will not be the end of the winter season, but it'll be the worst of it. So,
wow.
And we just keep telling people, get out ahead. And the biggest problem, David, is, and because I've watched these things forever, once a crash like this starts, just like we saw today, when the market goes down 1,100, it can go up 1,000 points in the same day. It gets so volatile that everyday people have no chance. It's better to get out when it's good, just let it crash, and then rebuy when we see things better, like in late 2016, early 2017, or farther down the road, and then 2020 to 22. The secret, David, is to get out of the way like Joseph Kennedy did in late 29 and reinvest when the crash decimates everything, because playing the crash, unless you're a good trader, is very, very hard because it goes up and down to such extremes. And again, we saw that today on Monday, August 24th. It's just down extremely, the biggest down market we've seen in a long time, and then up almost as much that day to counter it. And so who can deal with it?
Yeah, it's such a major drop. I mean, it dropped over 6%. They would have stopped trading at 7%. So, I mean, that's almost to that limit before it popped back up. So then to reiterate what you're saying and have been saying for a long time is that the fundamentals and the trends don't make sense. be careful because these crashes are front-loaded. You're going to see the biggest drop at the very beginning. Thank you so much for joining us. Harry Dent, harrydent.com. You can get more information about his forecasts and predictions. Thank you again for joining us, Mr. Dent. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and Alex Jones will be joining us at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I was alone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, August 24th, 2015. This has been a roller coaster, a Black Monday, as a Twitter hashtag pointed out. A lot of people talking about the incredible volatility of the stock market today. We've just been talking in the last hour to Harry Dent of harrydent.com, Harry Dent Trends Research, about the trends that he sees happening with this. I want to get back to some of the news. Of course, Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He joined us at the beginning of the program talking about how this has been something that our guests like Harry Dent, Gerald Celente, many others have pointed out for Peter Schiff, have been pointing out for months and months about the fundamentals, about the trends, about how we had suspended reality with the quantitative easing, with what the Federal Reserve was doing, with what the government was doing. Nevertheless, we have Bernie Sanders coming out and saying this is all the response, the result of an unfettered free market. How do you respond to that? That is just so far out in left field. I don't even know how to respond to that. We've got a government that has kept interest rates flatlined at 0%, pouring money into a stock market bubble for years. For years. 7 years since we've had this crash. 7 or 8 years they've been doing this. But, of course, this is an unfettered free market. No, this is crony capitalism. This is Wall Street running the rules here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. I want to talk about Nestle and drinking water, what we're learning about that out in California. Because, of course, we just had a former advisor to the former Prime Minister, Gordon Brown of the UK, sounding the alarm, sounding like a full-on prepper. Get cash, get water, get food, talk to your friends and family, make plans as to where you're going to meet in case you lose communications. I mean, this is the way he's reacting to this. He doesn't see this just as a stock market correction. He doesn't see this just as an economic correction. He sees this as something far bigger, and so do we. We've been seeing this happening for a very long time. As I pointed out at the beginning of the show, as we point out these urban training drills, the militarization of the police, the incessant provocateuring of wars throughout the world by our government, we know what is happening with this. We know where they're moving in this. We can see the long-term cycles, the trends that are happening with this. Before I go back to the news, just want to let you know that we have Super Male Vitality back. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com, and of course, it's important for you to take care of your health. Make sure that you are in good health. If we're going into a difficult economic situation, a difficult societal unrest, you're going to need more than just food and water. Yes, you need those, but you also need good health. One of the ways that you can do that is to make sure that your body is getting the nutrition that it needs to stock up on this. We have been out of Super Male Vitality for quite some time and is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. New Ultra Strength Super Male Vitality Formula has hundreds of five-star reviews. You can read those at InfoWarsLife.com. Let me read you one of those right now. This is from Randy and Barb from Lake City, Michigan. They say, if anyone wants to know what their potential is, you need to try Super Male or Female Vitality. It's truly amazing as advertised. Another one from Stefan in Belgium says, I wouldn't want to be without this supplement. It gives energy during workouts and in the morning since I don't wake up easy. Love it. Look at the reviews. Decide for yourself if it's something that would help you. Again, you can see that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we support the operation, and it's how you can support your health. Now, if you're going to stock up on water, as the former advisor to the UK Prime Minister said, how is that going to look? Now, California is in the middle of an historic drought. And look at what's happening in this one article. When we talk about large companies getting control of everything, Nestle pays only $524 to extract 27 million gallons of drinking water in California, where there's a massive drought. This is truly outrageous. This shows the depth of corruption, the depth of crony capitalism. They say in 2013, the company drew 27 million gallons of water from 12 springs in Strawberry Canyon for the brand that they sell, the brand of bottled water. Apparently by employing rather impressive legerdemain, considering the permit to do so had expired in 1988. It expired in 1988, but in 2013, they get 27 million gallons of water. But they paid for the expired annual fee. They did go back and pay that, all $524 of it, they say. Another 51 million gallons of groundwater were drawn from that area by Nestle the same year. So they have drawn 76 million gallons from the springs in that location, an increase over 2013's 56 million gallon draw. To give you an idea of how large this is, they say that's 2,164 acre feet of water, enough to irrigate 700 acres of farmland or to fill 1,068 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Now, what happens to that water? They get it for virtually nothing. Again, tens of millions of gallons of water in the middle of a record drought, and they pay $524 for it, and they sell it back to you for 89 cents per liter if you look at their Arrowhead brand, which is 100% mountain spring water, 89 cents per bottle. So it puts the potential profit for Nestle's in the tens of billions. Yeah, That's the way this is going to shake down. And, of course, water is one of the resources that they are working to get control of everywhere on the planet. So what is our government doing? Are they protecting us for this? Because, you know, we had Richard Nixon did what he could to protect us to keep our water and air clean by creating the EPA. So how's that working out for you, America? Well, we know that the EPA knew of this blowout risk for tainted water at the gold mine. This is the river that now has all this heavy metal that is flowing through it. It turned the river yellowish orange. We reported at the time that even before this happened, a miner with 47 years experience said, you know how this is going to happen? They're going to put this in. The back pressure is going to build up. It's going to blow out. And they're going to use that as an argument to come up with their pet project, which they had already floated. So he predicted that this was going to happen. He wrote about it in a local op-ed piece, and it happened precisely the way that he said it would. But now we know from internal documents, this is now the AP coming on. We reported that at InfoWars right after it happened. Now the AP is saying internal documents released last Friday show managers at the U.S. EPA were aware of the potential for a catastrophic blowout at an abandoned mine that could release large volumes of wastewater laced with toxic heavy metal. So, yeah, they knew about it. They had actually written about it. They said they released the documents following weeks of prodding from the AP and other media organizations. EPA and contract workers accidentally unleashed 3 million gallons of contaminated water on August the 5th. They say this condition has likely caused impounding of water behind the collapse, said their report. In addition, other collapses within the workings may have occurred, creating additional water impounding conditions. Conditions may exist that could result in a blowout of the blockages, cause a release of large volumes of contaminated mine water and sediment from inside the mine, which contain concentrated heavy metals. So that's precisely what happened. They knew about it. An engineer knew about it, and he said, you know what? You're going to use this just like they always did. They manufacture a crisis, whether it is September 11th or whether it is a massive immigration of illegal aliens. They create the crisis, and then they use that as a problem to offer their solution. What is their solution? A massive EPA project. That's what's going to be coming down the pike. And, of course, we look at another way that they're coming after us. When we were talking to Mr. Dent, he was basically sanguine about the technology trends that might happen in the future. I have always been a technology optimist. I was an engineer. I always thought that things were going to work out. I have decidedly moved to the pessimistic side. I saw the internet as something that ironically had been created by DARPA. Something that I believed had gotten out of hand and let freedom loose. Now I'm kind of looking at this and wondering, was it a rope-a-dope all along? And so as we look at new technology, is it something that is going to be manipulated and controlled like the markets have? I mean, we were talking about Bernie Sanders' reaction to this earlier, saying, oh, this is unfettered free markets. No, it's not unfettered free markets. This is massive manipulation by governments and corporations of the market, even today. We saw that in China, there was a 9% drop in the stock market. They had lost 11% of the value last week. A 9% drop in one day, it would have been far greater, except 80% of the stocks hit a forced cease trading order. Once they fall by a certain amount, I think it was 10%, then they stop trading, and 80% of the stocks had that. So nevertheless, they still dropped 9% in one day. And now as we're looking at the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow has now gone down 415 points. Understand that it went down 1,000 at the beginning of trading. They pumped this back up during the middle of the day, which we typically will see. The government will come in with its plunge protection team. They will buy back stocks and try to bring it back. This is the same game we saw being played in China over the last month or so. They poured $143 billion into the market. Now that is basically been wiped out. Doesn't look like they're going to get that back. That hasn't been effective in terms of doing that. And so now we see today the market opened up, went down about 1,000, I think 1,100 points, almost hit the stop trading downside of minus 7%. It went down to minus 6%. Then it came up to only being down a little over 100 points. Now it is falling again. They're not able to sustain this. It is now down 415 points, according to the Drudge Report. Well, stay with us when we come back. We're going to have more news. The TSA is giving us the illusion of safety. How many times are we going to give up our freedom? How many times are we going to think we can buy safety by giving up our freedom and our privacy? Are we going to do it even at the movie theaters? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We talked earlier in the show about the amazing statement by our Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, talking about China. Last month, July 8th, he went to the Hutchins Center on Fiscal and Monetary Policy, and he talked to the Brookings Institute, and he had this to say about China, saying that China, really, we were separated from their markets. They really didn't have any effect on us. Really? Yeah, you know, China is just kind of this little island that doesn't really engage with the rest of the world, according to the guy who is our Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration. Here's what he had to say.
But I will say that China's markets are still pretty much separated from world markets. They're obviously moving towards being more integrated, but right now they're not. So you're not going to, I don't think...
China's not integrated.
The direct linkage there. I think the concern that is a real one is, what does it mean about long-term growth in China?
Yeah, this guy has been he's a lawyer. He's been a party apparatchik. That's why he's where he is. He doesn't have any experience in economics. He doesn't have any experience in business. And how can you be any more clueless than Clueless Lou? But here's what he has to say about Hillary Clinton's emails. Of course, he weighed in on that just to show you, just to underscore the fact that this guy is there not because he knows anything about economics or business, but because he is a political hack. Here's what he said about Hillary Clinton's emails.
I mean, President Obama has indicated this is going to be one of the most open and transparent governments we've ever seen. And as one of his representatives, I would ask that you actually respond to the question, which is, did you ever notice that you were corresponding with Secretary Clinton on an account that was not a .gov account?
Congressman, I always...
Did you ever notice that, yes or no?
I always made sure I was corresponding with the right person.
Listen, you're very good at this, not answering questions, and I appreciate the way you tap dance, but I think everyone in the room understands my question, and you're just not answering it. Did you know that you were corresponding with Secretary Clinton on an account that was not a .gov account? Yes or no?
Congressman, I don't remember giving it a lot of thought at the
time. That's not whether you give a lot of thought or not is not my question. The question is... Did you know you were corresponding with her on an email that was
It's a long time ago.
So you're saying you don't remember? Is that your testimony?
I'm just telling
you. Is it your testimony that you don't remember?
I'm just telling you that when I email people, I always make sure.
Is it fair to say you don't want to answer my question, Mr. Secretary? Because you know the question I'm asking, and you're refusing to answer it. So I guess what I'm assuming is you knew you were corresponding with her on an account that was a non-official account. And I understand you don't want to lie to Congress, and I appreciate that, and you don't want to be part of a news story. I appreciate that, so you don't want to answer my question. But I think all of us here understand that you're saying, I knew that it was a non-official account. I just don't want to tell you.
There you go. This guy was a party hack his entire life. He's 60 years old. After being nothing but a Democrat party hack, he gets a 2-year stint at Citibank at the very top. They hire him in at the very top, and of course, he can't remember. He won't say anything. That's why they put him in where they have him, is because he's slippery, but he is absolutely clueless. Let's talk about those emails. This is a story from WeMeantWell.com. They say, as for any security Clinton may have used on her server, it's important to note that top secret materials within the government are not only processed on special hardware, they must be read inside of special rooms with physical security. Unclassified, classified up to secret, and TS/SCI are processed and retrieved on 3 distinct systems. Employees have separate logins for each system. You can't accidentally send a classified document to an unclassified address. So for Hillary or her colleagues to have gotten classified information into an unclassified system, they would have had to copy it or gist it into the class system while omitting the markings. Do you understand how deliberate this all is? When he says I didn't notice if it had a .gov extension on it. It is far beyond that. He says this is a deliberate decision to ignore law and regulations. If you then use a non-state server and your personal unencrypted phones, the likelihood of compromise is high. And I'll remind you of what Hillary Clinton said in the case of Chelsea Manning. Now, this was the guy that they've now sent to jail because he exposed the murder, the callous murder of innocent people from a distance, a video that showed that happening in Iraq. In December 2011, Chelsea Manning's court-martial was set to begin. None of the documents at issue in the prosecution was top secret. right? Unlike the documents found on Hillary Clinton's server. Manning didn't have any secret. But this is what she had to say. She said, well, have to be aware of the fact that some information is sensitive, which does not affect the security of individuals and relationships, deserves to be protected. We will continue to take the necessary steps to do so. Hillary Clinton. People are abandoning that rat's ship. Stay with us. After the break, we're going to be joined by Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be coming up in 5 minutes. We've been talking about the market crash. We had Harry Dent joining us in the last hour, breaking down what he had predicted many times on this show. We've had many guests talking about the coming stock market. Alex will be joining us in 5 minutes. He'll be coming up. Right now, it's looking like the stock market rally in the middle of the day is actually a dead cat bounce that came back to within 100 points after losing 1,000 points. If you look at this chart, it is straight down off the cliff, and then it kind of comes back up, and now it is trending back down. We're now down about 2.33% at the moment. As we were talking in the last segment, we were talking about Hillary Clinton, of course, and this legal issue that is coming up is something that a lot of people are abandoning that ship. Of course, this weekend we had Joe Biden meeting with Elizabeth Warren, someone that has not endorsed anyone in this race yet. I don't know if he's talking to her about becoming a running mate or if he's just looking to see if he can get her endorsement. We had Governor Jerry Brown saying that Biden ought to consider getting into the race. And we have this article from the New American saying the case against Hillary getting stronger. Her friends are scarce. They say while she may have many friends still in the State Department sticking with her, it appears that the list of powerful people who are willing to help her out of the jam is fairly thin. In fact, State Department officials may not be interested in helping their former boss as they are in covering their own hides, because this is something that is a major criminal operation. Of course, we've got Rupert Murdoch even saying that we need to get Mike Bloomberg in. I don't know if he's going to come in as a Democrat or what. We have Alex reporting in now live. We have him on the phone. I believe we made contact with him. Is that correct, guys? Okay, let's go to Alex Jones. Alex?
Absolutely, folks. Well, our predictions of this morning weren't hard to make and weren't hard to come true. I am here at Chicago O'Hare Airport preparing to board a plane to Austin, Texas here very, very soon, David. And I tell you, there's a little cocktail bar here beside me where a fellow's playing piano. Maybe they'll be able to hear some of that when he goes back to playing. And everybody's pretty much going on about their business, about the massive multi-thousand-point stock market drop we've seen in China, what we've seen here in the United States last week and now today, with them openly talking about halting trading. You've been covering all the latest on those fronts today, David. But the point is, this is an engineered bubble. This is being done to consolidate power on the bailouts that will then come, the rescue packages, that will simply transfer more power to the TPP, to the NAU, to the European Union. And it's our job to get the word out on this front for everybody. But we have that video that I know you guys are planning to air. I've been in the air, so I may have missed it, where the former Treasury Secretary promised and said, you know, under Obama, we're not connected to China. That's like saying a Siamese twin isn't connected to their brother or sister. That's like saying your head isn't attached to your shoulders or your neck. Of course we're not connected to China, who's the majority private owner or government owner behind the Federal Reserve of our debt. We're not connected to China. About 70% of our retail goods and drugs are manufactured there. We're not connected to China when we have about 10,000 people a week immigrating here legally and having their children here and having it paid for. We're not connected to China when most of our major pension funds and government funds and other investment slush funds are invested predominantly not in the United States, not even in India or Mexico, but in China. So this is like saying that a fish is not connected to the sea. This is how stupid they think we are in 2 + 2 = 5 land. But David, you've been there. It's just shocking to me. I remember after the crash in 2008, taking my son to play soccer, and it took people a week, and then finally they had all their newspapers out and were freaking out. But by then, the media was telling people what they should do to get things fixed, which was pay bailouts, turn over your rights, let them create more derivatives, sign government on legally to all derivatives in the future, and our journey towards balkanization, our journey towards total enslavement, would then be complete. And so this is what we're talking about. This is the next phase. There'll be another phase after this and yet another. But I believe we're only 5 to 10 years, depending on how they're able to push this, because they're not invincible. When I say that, they don't even know the time either because they're running an agenda. But we are 5, 10, 12, maybe 15 years max out from them completing the next two rounds of their operations, David Knight. And so this is an absolute battle. Their plan is to cut off the resources. Their plan is to now schools in the U.S., as we show on Infowars.com, are banning all flags. That was always the plan. Ban all literature, all culture, all names, all everything. Make it all evil except whatever you regurgitate back from the media and the government. Only certified government sources are allowed to have comedy. Only certified government sources are allowed to say whatever they want. Only government-approved comedians can tell dirty jokes. Only governments can have symbols. Public can't videotape in public. You're not allowed to have language. You're not allowed to speak to people. Mom and dad are being banned. We're going to tell you how much salt you can have, but never warn you about GMOs. Never warn you about vaccines. This is the great tyranny. They need to impoverish us. And again, from their perspective, 7.5 billion people set to go up to at least 9 billion. Some estimates 11 billion, and then it'll peak in the next 30 years or so. The globalists believe we're an infestation, eating everything, killing everything, hurting everything. And from their perspective, you can see that. But regardless, if the public doesn't realize they've been seen as a mutagen, and if the elite have decided to play God and remove us, first by making us poor, then with forced inoculations and other operations, then we're going to be here in 10 years with 1 in 3 with autism, not 1 in 58 from 1 in 25,000. This is their operation. And if we are so stupid, David, that they can hide this in plain view, we deserve what happens to us. So this is the amazing nature of what we face. The truth is humans are beautiful. All of our inventions, all of our literature, all of our art, standing up for each other. The globalists had to make us ugly first and dumb us down first so that they could then be able to dominate and control us, because a free, virtuous people would never put up with what they've done. And so they are the authors of much of our downfall. They greased the skids. They laid the tracks to roll this train of dehumanization down the road. And they are the great arbiters. They are the will who put intent and consciousness into evil, intent and consciousness into oppressing and consolidating power. I mean, it's so insane to watch how they're able to do this time and time again, over and over again. But humanity is rising. Humanity is beginning to understand what's happening. David Knight, your response to that.
Well, yeah, Alex, exactly what you're saying. We've seen this happen over and over again. We've seen the crisis in Europe with the Greek banks. We've seen them push for that and say, well, the only way we're going to solve this is to have sovereignty turned over to the central government. We look at what happened in 2008. We saw the banks and major insurance companies getting massive bailouts of funds to keep them in business. And then they say, well, we repaid it all, but they repaid it with 0% loans.
That's right.
And they kept
That's
those
right.
at 0% in order to create this inflated stock market bubble. And then what did we get as reform? We got Dodd-Frank, which has done nothing but drive most of the small-sized banks out of business and make it virtually impossible for most people to get loans.
That's it. It's global domination. It's consolidation. It's financial warfare by the very people orchestrating it who were so arrogant. They admit that they're orchestrating it in their own books and publications, bragging to each other about the great job they've done for global governance and all the rest of it. But instead, all they've done is dumb down the brain trust of humanity. Instead, all they've done is maim themselves and us in the process. And it's just absolutely imperative the globalists start being honest about the fact that they believe they could build a breakaway civilization with the technocracy and the smartest people in the last 60 years, and that just like Hitler's plan one failed, their plan two has failed, and eugenics, as it's promoted and as it's pushed within their inner halls, needs to be abandoned. It needs to be dealt with, and we need to understand it is an inverted fraud. It is not eugenics to empower humanity. It is eugenics to wall off the mass of humanity and seal the world for the globalists. The problem is humans are too powerful in mass groups. Our actions, our desires can't be stopped. We are double and triple agents inside their operation, not even conscious most of the time, and our decisions are sabotaging everything they do. So their plan has failed because they haven't been able to reduce the population. They haven't been able. All they've done is maim the genetics of the planet, maim the genetics of humanity, maim the people that their daughters and sons are dating. The elites all know this. They all are starting to admit that all they've done is poison themselves. I mean, they were so foolish. The devil lied to them that they could have power and be God here and do all this to us when we're all interconnected. And that's why they have to realize, pull back now. You've been deceived. You've been set up, whether it's a subconscious drive towards annihilation and destruction, whether it's the devil, whatever you believe it is, it's here. And we're preaching and promoting liberty, enlightenment, and standing up to these people and not destroying the planet. But we are destroying the planet incrementally. The planet is being soft-killed right now, and this latest consolidation is only part of that, accelerating the very policies that brought us to the point we are right now. But the truth is humanity is beautiful. Humanity has strength. Humanity has a future. We just have to decide that we have that future. I mean, I'm right here in O'Hare. All this guy is playing this black man's playing beautiful piano here with beautiful sunshine shining through, beautiful 70-degree day out there. And it's just so good to see humanity out here bustling around, getting things done, building a civilization, while these parasites who decided that we're the enemy perch on top of us and try to poison us to make us more manageable, and all it's done is backfired on them. So this is clearly the beginning of the next phase of the rout. If we expose the globalists are engineering it, they may be forced to back off. I'm about to board a plane to Austin, Texas. Lord willing, I'll be live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. The Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock. David Knight, God bless you. Let's continue to track what's unfolding. Let's continue to go over all this information. Let's continue to try to alert everybody we can that they do matter. The decisions they make have great power. And, again, thank you so much to everybody that has down here in Canada. And thanks for the audience putting up with me being out of town. I'm going to be staying home for a long time now. And that we shall return. But great job to the crew there in Austin, Texas, and to all of our affiliates and sponsors. This is the beginning of open world government. All the signals, all the signs have been put out. Thank you, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex Jones. And that's Alex calling from the airport. He traveled to Toronto to speak this weekend. He had a speaking engagement there. He is on his way back to Austin. He will be back hosting the show tomorrow. If Alex was here, there is a story that I'm sure he would want to be talking about that he would be all over. It's one of the strangest things I've seen. It came out over this weekend. Satan worshipers dousing women with milk in a Planned Parenthood counter-protest. So this is happening in Detroit and Ferndale, Michigan, at some Planned Parenthood locations. They have some Satanists clad in black robes, members of the Satanic Temple of Detroit, drenched women that were tied up. They drenched them with milk. Simulating waterboarding, they said, to illustrate the theocratic agenda being imposed on female bodies. They are so twisted, I don't even understand the metaphor here. I mean, I guess there's some connection with don't force me to be a mother and breast milk and cow's milk. And I don't know. These people are so far off the rails. It's just amazing. But isn't it amazing that just like here in Austin, it is always the satanic cult that shows up. I mean, Alex has talked about this over and over again, and it just keeps happening over and over again. They're the ones who show up and celebrate Planned Parenthood. Because as we've been pointing out for a very long time, abortion is, for many of these people, especially the Satanists, it is a right. And I'm not talking about R-I-G-H-T. I'm talking about R-I-T-E. It is a religious right for these people. They celebrate it. They look at these videos, and even people who have supported abortion in the past are absolutely outraged at these videos, seeing the trafficking in human body parts, the pushing to get people to have an abortion because they want to make money off of it, then chopping up these babies' parts and selling them off. Everybody else is appalled at this, but not the Satanists. They come out and they pour milk on women as a counter demonstration. How twisted. How twisted can you get? Absolutely amazing. Now, just before Alex joined us, we were talking about how things are starting to change, how Hillary's friends, those particular rats, are jumping that particular ship. And, of course, a lot of people are looking out for themselves there in the State Department who are trying to push back on this, not because they're trying to support Hillary, but because they're trying to push back on this. Will she go to jail? I certainly don't think so. And the Clintons seem to be able to get away with crime after crime after crime. But this may be, in my opinion, a sign that the establishment does not want her, that the Democrats want to push her out. Always a bridesmaid. Never a bride, unfortunately, for Hillary. She's kind of in the stalking horse for Obama. And who will she be the stalking horse for this time? Joe Biden, as I pointed out, met with Elizabeth Biden over the weekend, getting encouraging remarks from Governor Jerry Brown in California and other Democrats. We got Governor O'Malley saying she is the past. We need to not get tied up in the past and the problems of the past. Clearly talking about her, saying we need to have debates, which she is standing in opposition to. And then we have this interesting thing from Rupert Murdoch, the guy that owns Fox News. He tweeted this out. He said, with Trump becoming a very serious candidate, it's time for next billionaire candidate Mike Bloomberg to step into the ring. Greatest mayor. You hear that? You hear that? The guy that owns conservative Fox News. The guy that owns Republican-leaning Fox News said Mike Bloomberg is the greatest mayor. He wasn't the greatest mayor. He was America's greatest nanny. You know, Megyn Kelly famously said, and we pointed out the fact that Rupert Murdoch's son is heavily involved with big pharmaceutical companies when they were pushing mandatory vaccines. She said, well, is it Big Brother? Yes, it's Big Brother, but sometimes you need Big Brother, said Megyn Kelly. Yeah, sometimes, like when the Murdoch family is involved in pharmaceutical industry, when Fox News, like most of mainstream media, gets 70% of its advertising revenue from big pharmaceuticals. So now you got Rupert Murdoch pushing Mike Bloomberg. I don't know if he thinks he's going to come in as a Republican or as a Democrat. I mean, it wasn't long ago that people were pushing Mike Bloomberg to be mayor of London. Because, you know, hey, if you're a billionaire, you just need to be able to go wherever you want. It doesn't even matter if you're not even a citizen of the UK. Make him mayor of London, and now we can get him to become president of the United States because his qualification is he's a billionaire, and he's a great mayor, according to Rupert Murdoch. This is a guy who has single-handedly outspent the NRA in, was it Washington? I believe it was Washington or Oregon? One of the northwestern states pushing for regulation. This is a guy who is hardcore against the Constitution, hardcore against the Second Amendment, an incredible purveyor of the nanny state. He has never seen a freedom that he doesn't think he should regulate out of existence. And Rupert Murdoch comes back after a lot of pushback. He says, I didn't say I would vote for him. Just a friend that I admire. Yeah. A friend. Highly placed friend in Fox News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Supermail Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Welcome back to the Knight, your host. We were just joined by Alex Jones reporting from the airport. He spoke in Toronto this weekend. He will be back tomorrow hosting the show. And, of course, the big news today is what's happening in the stock market. I'm sure you've heard about the massive drop-off this morning. We saw a midday rally where it came back to within 100 points, about 1% down. It had dropped down about 6% earlier in the day, 1,100 points. It has now gone back down after that midday rally. It is now down to 549 points negative and down 3.34% at the moment as we speak. This is something that, as our guest earlier in the show, Harry Dent, pointed out, we've had a stock market bubble because there are no fundamentals to support this. This isn't something that is just bad management in China. Yes, China has inflated this. Yes, the United States has inflated this with its Federal Reserve policies, propping up the stock market. And that's what we see happening probably today, the plunge protection team trying to keep this from going any farther. It came very close to having all trading suspended. That happens at a minus 7% rate. We had gotten over 6%, so it got very close to suspending trading. Of course, in China, they did suspend trading for 80% of the stocks. Once they have a certain percentage fall off, they stop trading on those stocks. 80% of the stocks were stopped from trading today in China. That's how far it fell, how quickly it fell. China down 11% last week, down 9% today at the close of the market. $143 billion that the Chinese government has put in over the last couple of months has now vanished. That's what happens when governments try to control this. Nevertheless, we have Bernie Sanders coming in and saying what we're seeing here is unfettered free trade. No, we're seeing the failure of government manipulation. They can suspend reality, but sooner or later, the coyote, after he runs off the cliff, looks down and sees that there's nothing underneath him. And we're at that moment right now. An article on InfoWars.com, global trade and free fall. Container freight rates from Asia to Europe crash 60% in 3 weeks. You see, that's the fundamental basis of the problem that we're seeing here. The fact that the economic activity is down. We've seen oil stocks tanking, oil prices tanking for the last year. Why? Because demand has fallen so much. The economy globally is falling. When we see depression coming, we also have to worry about a possible war. And we see the government ramping up war both externally as well as trying to create a war, provoke a war internally. They're trying to provoke a war with Russia. They're trying to provoke a war internally with balkanization, with massive immigration, with massive ramping up of the welfare state, bringing all of the immigrants that they're enticing to come in, that they're paying to come in, trying to increase that welfare state. At the same time, we've now got the presidential race. We've got Rupert Murdoch saying we need to get Michael Bloomberg to enter the race. His sole qualification, I guess, is because, as Rupert Murdoch said, he was the best mayor ever. This is a guy who thought he should ban soft drinks for you. The guy who wants to take away your guns while he keeps himself guarded with an army of private soldiers, mercenaries to guard him, bodyguards. This is someone who has absolutely no respect for the rule of law, and neither does Rupert Murdoch. People on his conservative Fox News calling for forced vaccinations, taking away your informed consent. If you take away people's informed consent, as we say over and over again, you are nothing but a slave. They treat you like a slave. And we can see this now. We see yet another case. We have a report on InfoWars.com. Hendra virus vaccine owners say vaccine killed healthy horses. We've got a case out of Reno County in Kansas. We got 70 school children, all who have been vaccinated. Talk about herd immunity. No, they were all vaccinated. They all came down with whooping cough. Join us again tomorrow. Alex Jones will be hosting live.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.